Thanksgiving is next week. We want to make the meal memorable and delicious. Vivian Howard, co-owner and chef of the Chef and Farmer restaurant in downtown Kinston, is here with us on the Down East Journal to give us some tips for how to prepare a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. And of course, Vivian, we'd like to say thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
My pleasure. I love Thanksgiving.
Vivian, in addition to the traditional Thanksgiving trimmings, what do you delicious surprises do you personally like to prepare for your Thanksgiving feast?
Well, my favorite thing to make for Thanksgiving is always dressing or stuffing. I grew up calling it dressing. I grew up on a very simple version with onions and celery and Pepperidge Farm breadcrumbs, and now my dressings get very elaborate. The last year I did one with a ginger sausage and apple, and who knows what I'll put in it this year, but it's definitely my favorite thing to make for Thanksgiving.
Do you have a special recipe that you'd like to cook every year?
Well, every year we have, I guess like just about everyone else, we have a turkey, but we brine the turkey in lots of aromatics and herbs and warm spices and then roast it and baste it, you know, like every 20 minutes with butter. So it smells wonderful when it's roasting, fills up the house with wonderful like rosemary and juniper fragrances, and then it's just incredibly moist and delicious when we eat it.
How has growing up in Eastern North Carolina influenced the way you cook, Vivian?
That is a loaded question. Pretty much is what I cook is Eastern North Carolina. You know, we do a lot of traditional Eastern North Carolina food in a more modern way, so it's absolutely affected my cuisine 100%. And on my Thanksgiving table, you know, I grew up eating rice for almost every meal in a day, and my mom always had rice and gravy at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. So we'll be having rice and gravy this year at my house.
A lot of folks always get very flustered. I'm one of them, and my mother always used to be very flustered around holiday time, and Thanksgiving was a especially stressful time. What do you consider the best way to do prep work for that meal, whether it's for a small or large gathering?
In a perfect world, you want to get as much done the day before as possible. You know, that's why the casserole dish is so great. If you can build a few of your sides in a casserole dish and have them ready to pop in the oven, I think it would, you know, make things a lot easier. If you're making a fresh cranberry sauce or something like that, that's definitely something you can make several days in advance. It'll probably improve. And ideally, you really just want to leave, you know, two or three things to do on Thanksgiving so you can enjoy your family. I mean, I can sit here and preach that all day long, but I'll be scurrying around all day Thanksgiving trying to get meal ready.
So, in other words, you know the best way to do it, but you end up just like the rest of us.
Right, exactly.
As far as your, I guess, congratulations are in order because of the success of your UNC TV show, A Chef's Life. You did your first season beginning in last September, I think 13 episodes. What got you interested in television, Vivian?
I'm not really sure. You know, I really was very fixated on documenting these food ways and these traditions surrounding food in Eastern North Carolina. And I thought that we could make a little film about it. I didn't know that it would evolve into this thing it is now. I don't really know how to answer that question, but I'm very pleased with the way it's all turned out.
I would tend to think that because cuisine is a way to travel and it's a way to break down barriers, much the same way as music is that it's almost like an exciting adventure that everyone can relate to, and yet you do it just in a regular format.
Absolutely. I mean, we all speak the language of food, and the show is being received very well all over the country, and I think that's because everybody can relate to it on that level. You know, we all have memories from the table. We all, whether we left home or not, we've all toyed with the idea of leaving home, and I think people relate to our story of coming back and learning about the food of my region, and so I think it's a story that everyone can relate to because it is told through the lens of food.
Now, what does the second season look like, or do you have an idea yet?
Yes, it's looking great. We filmed about half of it, and we're having a lot of fun with the ingredients. now everyone is excited about the series, so it's a lot easier to get folks to participate in it. We're actually working on a holiday special for next Christmas or next December, so we're hoping that works out. It's not 100% yet, but PBS is excited about it, so we're going to try and film this holiday special this December to air next December.
Well, we hope we can maybe catch up with you next month so you can give us some tips on some Christmas dinner.
Well, I'll be thinking about it.
Vivian, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.